This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Andrew Yost. Columbia City Council members are discussing how to take full advantage of a $1.9 million surplus in the city budget. At last night's City Council meeting, members discussed various city projects that could benefit from the extra funds. Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis says what he calls incentive-based budgeting is to thank for the extra $1.9 million in funds.
What comes first is that we provide the service. Now, we can say we want to do it more efficiently. And so that's kind of what this is trying to get at, is to create the same kind of scenario in the way we can.
While discussing the potential use of the surplus funds, City Council Member Michael Trapp from the 2nd Ward said city staff members are more prudent with budgets than people think.
There's this myth that that departments always spend their budget, and that's just not true in the City of Columbia. People do pretty reasonable stuff and are careful with their funds, so I think we ought to reward them with that.
Further discussions over proposed ideas for the budget surplus will take place at the City Council's next meeting on April 1st. Missouri Auditor Tom Schweik is questioning millions of dollars of welfare payments made to low-income residents. Schweik released an annual audit today examining Missouri's use of the $12.7 billion of federal funds during the 2012 budget. He raised concerns about $68 million of expenses, mainly through programs run by the Department of Social Services. Schweik questioned whether some of Missouri's payments under the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program were allowed under federal law. The department has said that they are. The audit also cited improper payments to some child care providers and noted that the state failed to perform annual eligibility verifications for some senior and elderly residents receiving home-based services. Governor Jay Nixon says Missouri has signed off on deals to sell $700 million of products to Taiwanese consumers over the next 4 years. Nixon made the announcement today while on a trade trip that also includes a visit to South Korea. The governor said his administration signed a $500 million agreement with the Taiwan External Trade Development Council and a $200 million agreement with the Taiwan Feed Industry Association. He also met with government officials and Taiwanese importers of Missouri products. As an example of the business agreements reached on the trip, Nixon said that Garden City-based Nico Seeds had closed deals to supply soybean products to two major Taiwanese food distributors. After a special budget meeting last week and Monday's regular session, Jefferson City Council members are taking steps in answering its budget deficit. KBIA's Evan Townsend has the story.
In late February, Jefferson City revealed it was facing a nearly $1.7 million budget shortfall. Jefferson City Council members last night voted unanimously in favor of Bill 2012-148, which adjusts the city's 2012-2013 budget. That adjustment includes cuts to every department and roughly an 8% employee reduction, according to Jefferson City Administrator Nathan Nicholas.
I'm very pleased, that we responded. We've come up with some solutions. We did a lot of out-of-the-box thinking, and we're ready to move forward now.
Jefferson City Council Member Sean Schulte says he hopes the city can avoid another substantial shortfall.
I think it's just a continual process, and we need to watch that. There will be some challenges, and we just need to address those. But going into it now, we can address them sooner rather than later.
Now that the bill is passed, Jefferson City Council must implement and maintain it. And the council is already looking toward the next fiscal year. Evan Townsend, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Yost.